Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, January the 24th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open the link and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you advice on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's see what we have for us today. Well, I start the show with what I call the beginning of the end, the various different aspects that tell us that the markets and asset values are in the process of topping. Just to give you an example, Tesla makes no profits, but is now worth more than General Motors and Ford combined. You know, this whole thing is getting crazier and crazier, and you are simply left wondering how long it will continue. Well, we'll talk about that in the show. Then the prime piece of my show, Mea Culpa, where, you know, mistakes were definitely made by none other than your goods, yours truly. The so-called miracle, as you know, was created by the Fed's easy money that I talk a lot about. You know, 8 years of keeping the balls in the air, as their so-called toxic solutions poison. The system has been overwhelmed, and basically the Fed ensures that a cataclysmic demise to this debt-based Ponzi scheme will take place, having convinced millions that the abnormality is the norm. So I have a lot to talk about at that point. Then I'm going to give some examples of what's called civil asset forfeiture, the idea that the police can just come along anytime and take whatever they want off your body and confiscate it for no reason, and they don't have to declare a reason, and they don't have to accuse you of anything. I've talked about it before, but it bears repeating. Then we are going to discuss the horrifying Iranian nonsense. There was nothing at all wrong with the original Iranian nuclear deal. It resulted in Iran giving up nuclear weapons it never had, it didn't want, and had no program to obtain, even by the admission of the vaunted 17-agency U.S. Intelligence Committee. But Iran is being vilified and castigated anyway for absolutely no good reason. Then I shall talk about our weekly bad news Boeing story. Just more problems to discuss with you. Then we will talk about how government officials think they have the right to control our lives as they see fit. And then they try to give us the impression that they want to expose the facts and punish wrongdoing through sham investigations, and that's what I really want to talk about today. So then I am going to talk about the traveller's biggest threat, which you will discover by listening to the show. And then we shall compare two impeachments, Trump's and Clinton's, and then find out which country is the number one in world happiness. So anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you three free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Please just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So feel free, select any three shows from the Podbean archives. And if you don't have a preference, I do recommend the latest three shows because so many of them talk about current events, and those current events will be fresh in your mind, so they will be more relevant to your understanding of the value of the wake-up call to your very good selves, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, let me finish with my contact information, starting with my email, which is to be found on the Podbean page, on my Podbean page, right at the top, in case you don't write it down. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. There's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which many of you probably know. My Facebook gives you some information which is not really lengthy enough for the show, but still I feel you should know about it anyway. And my Twitter page gives you the one-liners, which are too short even for the Facebook page. So the Facebook page address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And that's all one word, no spaces, all lowercase, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, okay? My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That RM for Richard Martin, Wake Up Call, all one word, again, lowercase, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, this is Richard Martin wishing you a wonderful weekend. I will be back with another synopsis on Monday. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.